this is no longer just a set of weird ideas that individuals scattered across the country believe in. This is a movement now. One of the most noted aspects of the Ron Paul phenomenon is how young it skews. This is a 76-year-old, you know, super culturally conservative obstetrician from Texas, you know, been in Congress for 30 years, and he has generated this youth momentum that's almost unprecedented in modern American politics. I found in researching my book that many, many Ron Paul fans don't necessarily agree with or even totally understand everything Ron Paul has to say, but they do know that this guy is telling them the truth as he sees it. And that's something they react to very warmly, you know, after a lifetime of feeling lied to by every politician they see, and rightly feeling lied to by every politician they see. Here's a guy who they know is speaking the truth as he sees it. This is a guy who is really incredibly daring. I mean, he's willing to say in front of a Republican debate audience that it's ridiculous to think that heroin needs to be illegal, and that if it weren't illegal, we'd all be doing heroin.
How many people here would use heroin if it was legal?
Ron Paul is a guy who is willing to say to a Republican crowd the day before he has to win an extremely important straw poll in Ames, Iowa, that we need to apply the golden rule to our understanding of foreign policy and see that there are probably lots of reasons why Iran thinks it makes perfect sense that it should have a nuclear weapon, and that there's no reason that we need to go to war over the notion that one more country might have a nuclear weapon.
Maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us.
Young people really are attracted to this sort of boldness and daring, and he's the only politician willing to say these things, because every other politician is just sort of defending some small portion of the status quo. He has a full-fledged political philosophy to sell. He's been selling it for decades, and he's not going to, you know, chip away at it just for the sake of electoral advantage. I've been watching Ron Paul and the Ron Paul phenomenon since 1988. I first saw him speak to a crowd at a big state school, the University of Florida, in January 1988, when he was running for president with the Libertarian Party. And just a few weeks ago, I saw him speak at another huge state school, UCLA, here in LA. The differences were staggering. In 1988, Ron Paul was speaking to around 100 kids who were just sort of looking into this weird curiosity. In 2012, Ron Paul is speaking to 7,000 kids who aren't really there to learn, they are there to cheer. They know all this stuff already. When Ron Paul says the name Ben Bernanke, 7,000 kids are booing. When Ron Paul mentions the National Defense Authorization Act, 7,000 kids are booing. They are there to express their beliefs, to gather in fellowship, to sort of cement the idea that this is no longer just a set of weird ideas that individuals scattered across the country believe in. This is a movement now.
Everybody else start to hear us pretty soon.